Sophia Schmidt of WHYY's Plan Philly went out with residents to gather data.
It's 6 a.m. on a Saturday, and I get in the back seat of a shiny black SUV.
Just need to put your seatbelt on. Safety.
Sounds good. Carolyn Martin is at the wheel, and her neighbor from West Oak Lane, Weymouth Cargill, is navigating, using step-by-step instructions on a piece of paper, kind of like a treasure map.
Wait a minute. Dolphin's got to be this way, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess we made the right turn. This is fun.
We're navigating old school because we're following a specific path through North and Northwest Philly for a community science project. As we drive, white sensors attached to our window measure the temperature and humidity every second. They also record the concentration of small particles that can affect your lungs and heart.
And what we're doing basically is driving through, and the apparatuses are detecting that flow.
Philadelphia is one of 14 cities and counties across the country chosen by the federal government to collect heat data this summer in an annual citizen science project. Philly's one of just two cities also measuring air quality. The information will be used to map urban heat islands, or areas of cities that get much hotter than places with more shade and less concrete. The ultimate goal is to inform solutions that will keep communities safe. Driving through North Philly, Cargill takes photos to go along with the data.
Just getting an idea as to where we are at, trees versus concrete, because there's not a lot of trees.
Drexel University's Academy of Natural Sciences is leading the project locally. Richard Johnson is their director of community learning.
We're going to take the stories that we collected and all the thousands and thousands of, you know, pieces of information and measurements that we got that day, and then use that to make better informed decisions in the city about how to address heat and air quality issues, especially in the communities that are experiencing a disproportionate amount of those issues.
50 participants drove around gathering data through about 70% of the city. They focused on the hottest neighborhoods and the ones where residents are the most vulnerable to heat. Right now, the city uses land surface temperatures to map neighborhoods' exposure to heat. But the new data gathered this weekend measures the temperature of the air plus humidity, so it'll reflect what the heat actually feels like. Ivana Gonzalez also helped gather data.
We hope that it proves what we've always known, which is that our neighborhood is hot and that there's very little relief because there is a lack of shade.
Gonzalez works at a nonprofit called Esperanza in Philly's Hunting Park neighborhood. The organization also has a stationary sensor at its headquarters that measures temperature, humidity, and air quality. Gonzalez hopes this data can help attract money to fund solutions like planting trees and replacing dark roofing material and hot black asphalt with materials that reflect heat.
It'll help us to prove that we need to fund those things more, as well as hopefully inspire, you know, new solutions to these problems that we already know about.
Back in the car with the neighbors from West Oak Lane, we drive down Carolyn Martin Street. She shows me the cherry tree on her sidewalk. She calls it her baby.
When the sun rays are really, really hot, like in between like 1 and 4, I don't feel that effect because the tree that I have, the heat doesn't penetrate that much into my home.
Her neighbor, Weymouth Cargill, hopes the data we gathered will back up the need for more trees like this one.
And if we can provide data to make our community more livable, by all means, let's get it done.
The heat island maps that come out of this data will likely be finished this fall. Sophia Schmidt, WHYY News.